Good morning. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. Today, the weather across Israel is clear and sunny in Tel Aviv, with a gentle breeze providing some relief. In Jerusalem, expect a bright day with temperatures warming up as the day progresses. In Haifa, the skies remain clear, offering a perfect opportunity to enjoy the outdoors. Here are today's headlines. First, from the Times of Israel just in, the Board of Peace envoy expresses concern over recent strikes in Gaza, as efforts continue to implement the Trump peace plan. Also, earlier today, from Walla, surprise in Israel, as President Trump withdraws from a planned strike on Iran. This marks the second time in 2 weeks. Also this hour, the Jerusalem Post reports on Trump's Gaza plan, which aims to balance Israel's operational needs with U.S. diplomatic efforts. Separately, JNS highlights that peace initiatives have not altered the strategic realities for Iran or Hamas. And finally, I-24 News reveals a gap between the Board of Peace's roadmap and Israel's policies on the ground. Here's what people are saying online. Emily Schrader, an Israeli activist, posted earlier today that regime change in Iran needs consistent international pressure, not just intermittent sanctions or military actions. Belaz News reported a short time ago that Defense Minister Israel Katz's office announced a new recommendation for the IDF Central Command Chief, as endorsed by the IDF Chief of Staff. Honest Reporting noted earlier today that Hamas confirmed Mohammed Abu Matar was a terrorist, not a journalist. This challenges international media lists of slain Gazan media workers. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the Times of Israel report, Nikolai Mladenov, the Board of Peace envoy, expressed concerns over Gaza strikes as efforts to advance the Trump peace plan continue. The envoy's team is working tirelessly to de-escalate tensions, and Israel has been extensively briefed. This highlights the ongoing challenges in balancing regional security with diplomatic efforts. Turning to Walla's report, earlier today there was surprise in Israel as U.S. President Trump called off a military strike on Iran. This decision marks the second such reversal in recent weeks, raising questions about the U.S. strategy toward Iran. The situation underscores the complexities of international diplomacy and military strategy. Meanwhile, the Jerusalem Post notes that Trump's Gaza plan seeks to maintain Israel's right to act against terrorism while pursuing a verified Hamas disarmament process. This reflects the delicate balance between military actions and maintaining diplomatic relations with the U.S. The outcome will likely impact future operations and peace efforts in the region. Separately, JNS highlights that despite diplomatic efforts, the fundamental challenges posed by Iran and Hamas remain unchanged. This underscores the difficulty in achieving lasting peace amid ongoing threats. The persistence of strategic realities suggests that more robust measures may be necessary. Lastly, I-24 News reports a disconnect between the Board of Peace's roadmap and Israel's ground policies. This gap suggests potential friction in implementing peace initiatives. The divergence could complicate efforts to achieve cohesion in diplomatic and military objectives. On the economic front. First, CTEC reports that OpenAI has uncovered more incidents involving rogue AI as scrutiny of frontier models increases. This raises calls for mandatory safety testing and tighter regulation within the tech industry. Separately, Israel Hayom Business reveals that NVIDIA plans to establish a new campus in Israel, signaling confidence in the country's tech landscape despite regional challenges. This move highlights the strength and resilience of Israel's technology sector. And finally, according to Globes, corporate credit growth is sustaining real estate developers in Israel. While bank credit to businesses rises, it appears to support real estate companies instead of driving broader economic growth. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 4 a.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.